I'm Dana Jang. We're back to the KOME Expressway Show. We're with Tat from the Astrophysics Society. Is that correct, Tat?
Astrophysics School.
Astrophysics School. What exactly is that? That's situated in Los Gatos, correct?
Yes. In fact, we have schools in Honolulu, Hawaii, in Seattle, Washington, Vancouver, British Columbia, and here in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm. And what exactly does the school do?
Teaches the inner path and outer path towards self-mastery and God-conscious states, and deals with the opening of mystical or spiritual powers within the individual.
Mm-hmm.
Reading auras is some of that, and that's what we'll be doing tonight, reading people's auras over the air.
Okay. How long did it take you to develop this skill in reading auras?
Anyone can be taught it if they have the initiative of focus, if they decide to do that. I've been trained since age 5.
So, in other words, you don't have to have any powers of ESP or psychic ability or anything?
No, it's a matter of where you pay attention, how you pay attention. The subtle things of an individual's nature become gross to you. The gross things can become subtle. You amplify the subtleties of the individual, feeling their light and their energy. As they think, they send out a radiation in their mind. As they think or feel, they send out radiations. The things they know, the things they believe in, all of these things make up the outer expression of an individual, and they come from the inner consciousness. So what we do is I read with the inner eye, the mystic's eye, and doing the readings, my physical eyes are closed because I project to wherever the individual's at and read their aura, which tells you what electromagnetic fields that their energies from their nervous system are radiating out by the way they use their life, because mm-hmm. everyone gets life the same.
Now, the Astrophysics Society develops a person's skill in reading auras.
What it does, it gives them an ability to, first of all, go to a center of consciousness where they have control. And so that's the first step of mastery, and the first step to the powers is the ability to withdraw away from the things that hang us up, emotional hang-ups, mental hang-ups, those kind of things, and to clear the things that block our clear perception. Your eyes perceive, your nose perceives, your mouth, your ears, your touch, your senses are perceiving. But you also perceive through emotional senses, and that's astral, meaning a metaphysical plane beyond the physical, something that you don't see physically, but you are aware of. And so through your emotional state, you pick up things. You can walk into a room and tell somebody's been arguing, and they both can be smiling, and you can feel the energy on your nervous system. There's been an argument or something in that room, or they're trying to hide something. And the more you're open to an individual, the more you see that. Like a parent can tell right away what the child's doing. But after the child gets cunning and starts covering up their aura, then the parent can't always see what the child is doing. So what we do is, as we get older, we start putting covers on. And we say, this is the way I am emotionally. This is the way I am mentally. This is the way I am creatively. This is the way I am in a spiritual sense. And then we have those things covering up our perception, and we have to look through those. Well, a clairvoyant has to transcend all those things, has to transcend the personality levels. The way we pick up the vibrations is through our nervous system, and there are four levels to it. We have the one that the senses is on. That's the central nervous system where we perceive gross things. Then if you concentrate on your breath, you go to your autonomic nervous system or your heartbeat, and now you start perceiving things that are more deeper in the person's consciousness, like emotions. Then have you ever been in a place where it's real quiet and you hear ringing in your ears?
Yeah.
And no one else hears that
mm-hmm.
ring? That's called the inner natum, or the sound. And mystics concentrate on that sound to activate their parasympathetic levels of their nervous system, so they pick up thought forms. And so being in an area of receiving that sound and concentrating on the sound, then you can start receiving the impressions of the thoughts. Now, your thought impressions may be interpreted by you one way and another individual another way because of their auric makeup, but they would be getting the same thought form. Then to get to the deepest level of your nervous system, when you close your eyes, there's both darkness and light there. And if you concentrate on the light, you're going to the rejuvenating level of the nervous system, and that's the level of perception that you see the aura from is this parasympathetic level, or what's called the subtlest body. So we have the gross body, the subtle, the subtler, and the subtlest, or the four levels of the nervous system. Those make up bodies of consciousness. So by looking at them separately, then we get a better control over them. But we really only have one movement in consciousness.
How long does a student take to take this course through the astrophysics school?
Well, the courses start in September and go through till June. And so they're going in a 9-month period, 36 weeks.
Is it very costly?
No, it's not very costly. In fact, those particular classes are closed now, but we do have another development class that goes 15 weeks. That'll be opening soon. And the monthly fee is $55 for the other class.
Mm-hmm. How long do the
nine-month
classes take?
The classes go for 3 hours, usually.
You can take it part-time, in other words.
And once a week, and then you have certain things that you do to develop your awareness. And there are three psychological shifts the individual goes through. Most of us are really reacting to outer things. And so the first movement is to not to react to outer things by having a more stable inner strength. And so they move to an inner strength stage. Then the second psychological shift is they move from what they are thinking and feeling to what they desire from their beliefs and what they desire from what they see that they want in their life rather than what they feel they want in their life. And it moves to a different point of perception and a unity with others in their higher consciousness. Then in the last psychological shift and spiritual shift, they go transcendent to body consciousness, and that's done by moving to the frontal lobes of the brain. The frontal lobes of the brain deal with perception and with our awareness, which is called the third eye or mystic's eye or spiritual eye. And when you're in that part of the brain, you're not reacting out of body consciousness, and you're not reacting out of the mental control that's in the center, the top of the brain, and you're not acting out of the autonomic, which is in the center, in the middle of the lower part of the brain, or the psychic energy in the back of the brain. You move to an area that is pretty virgin, so you have all possibilities of your actions there. And this is where you create from, in that light, the images that will manifest outwardly. So there's a lot of techniques in the world of using that creative aspect. Some use it for business, and some use it for spiritual purposes. As a mystic, we seek to control our minds completely and have complete freedom of our spirit, and having that two-thirds control, then we have dominion over the earth. All that's on it, the sea, all that's in it, the sky, and all that's in that. That's our dominion.
What sort of people attend the astrophysics school?
It's quite a range of people. I've had in the same class a 7-year-old student in the grade school and a 86-year-old woman that was retired a school teacher, and a professor, a doctor, some housewives, and college students, all in the same class. And they all could apply the principles because they're universal principles that we teach. And then you can apply them into your personality. So we don't deal with how you're going to use the energy. What we deal with is where the energy's at, how you plug into it.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us examples of how people have used the energy?
Well, to change positions in their life, to change the momentum of where they're going. Some come in a state of transition. They may have emotional conflicts. They may be going through position changes or spiritual changes, and they don't understand, and they are led to us, and then we teach them the techniques, and they become more self-controlled, self-guided, self-confident, self-determined, and eventually into the self-mastery state of being able to control their destiny. And some people have had a great array of talents, and they'd want to know which one to focus on. And through the energies, you find your focus, what you want to do, not what mom or dad wants you to do, or what your brothers or sisters or society or some other source wants you to do. You start coming from your own strength and your own inner consciousness. You're to reach your individual state and then merge with the all. But some are trying to merge with the all before they become an individual. So it gets a little confusing.
Yeah. Okay, well, Tat's going to be taking your readings, or giving you readings, rather, of questions you may have on your personal life, and you're welcome to give us a call. 575-KOME is our phone number. That's 575-KOME. And, Tat, all you need is their name.
Their name.
Their birth
and
name.
If they have a question about the past, present, future, business, personal, social, physical, emotional, mental, creative, or spiritual, in any of those areas, they just ask me. If I know the answer, I give it. If I don't know, I say I don't know. I get impressions. I don't read the future or divine the future. What I do is talk about the law of probability, which means if certain things that has been going on continues to go on, then that'll be their future. So we teach the individual how to control their mind. I notice as I'm reaching out to your audience, a lot of them are saying, what's this guy talking about? I'm talking about a very simple thing, self-mastery, ability to bring out the best in you, your talents, your creative powers, and how to control that destiny. And what I do is I project myself and I'll read their aura. I'll read some colors in their aura and tell them something about themselves before they ask me the question. All they do is give me the name. And I can tell
just
them.
Just their first name?
Yeah, just their first name. That's all I need.
Can you give us kind of a description of how you see their aura? If you can.
Well, why don't I just read yours, and that'll kind of.
You're going to read my aura. All
yeah,
right.
Let's
go
do
ahead.
That. Okay, as I look at you, as I'm coming into your field of expression, first of all, you use a lot of yellow ray energies, which is mental power. And you're very strong mentally. You're very strong emotionally. So you have a very strong power in both of those levels that shows a lot of orange in the aura at times. You have blue streaks and some violet streaks in the aura, a great deal of that bright red like the shirt you are wearing there with a lot of rose light through it. So it shows that you have a lot of really strength, power. You like to be physically active in your romantic states. You have strong warmth and love and affection, but you kind of hold it off to keep balanced. The blue and streaks in the aura show that you have creative ideas, leadership abilities. They flash. You love music. I would say strings and percussion play a lot of in your musical taste. I also see that you have psychic intuitional awarenesses that is in your aura. A lot of times you know things before they're going to happen. A lot of times you like to know that more often than you.
I'm sure a lot of people would.
Yeah, and to center on that, it shows that you also have a strong emotional content, and it looks like about age 18 or 19 there was a conflict between you and another aggressive individual in the family. That you branched off more on your independence at that particular point. So that shows up in your aura, too.
Well, that definitely is true. At age 19, I did change my major in college, which was not exactly my family's wishes.
Yeah. And at that point, you took your independence and started your movement to your own identity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a changing point of your life right there.
All right. Well, that's enough on me. If anybody on the audience would like to know about themselves or what the future holds for them, you're welcome to give us a call and talk with Tat. 575-KOME. We asked for your first name, and we also asked for your question about your life. Give us a call, 575-KOME. That's 575-5663. And let's go to the phones right now and see what's on your mind. KOME, you're on the Expressway Show.
Hi, this is Brian Scott.
Scott, what's your question for Tat?
What's my love life look like in the future, Pat?
Okay, let me look at your aura here as I come into you. Scott, okay, as I'm coming into your field of energy and I'm looking at your aura now, I see that at the top part of your aura there's a great deal of blue energy with some violet streaks off to the left-hand side of it. It comes down into a field of green that has a darker green on the right-hand side and kind of graduates into a brighter green as it moves across. Below this, I see a yellow field of energy which has some tight configurations in the right-hand side but gets real bright on the left-hand side. And then as I come into the love energies or emotional plane, I see that there's some stresses in the back part of the motions in the outer or right side of the aura, but a great deal of rose and bright oranges on the left side coming into a bright red field at the bottom of the aura. This tells me that you have a higher creative energy, that you seek to be successful in the world and have individuality, but your success is mainly in your head or inside of you at this particular point, and you're seeking to bring that out and trying to find your creative notch. And sometimes emotional energies throw off your creative levels. As I come into your psychological level, there's quite a duality there between things that you want for yourself and in how you want things in your environment with others. And as I come into your mind, there's some criticism that you were doing on yourself about some position change you're taking at this point. I think it's a career change or educational change that I'm seeing there. And that affects some of your love life, too, because you're not wanting to make commitments at this particular point to a great length. And as I come in, it looks like you've been taken advantage of in the past in some relationships, had some bittersweet relationships where you were going all out with the energies and then didn't meet the same kind of flow in your relationship, in your romances. And that starts about 14 and a half, 15 years old. What are you, about 23 or 4 now? 21. Is that your age now? Okay, yeah. So I'm seeing that as I come into that age, it's 23 or 4 where you really get that romance clear. You're going to be working through some period, some things till then. But you've got good virility, strength, and power. And I feel good success there. In the relationship, I would say here, as I look inside, when you are in a good love relationship, you'll find a great strength and joy in it for yourself, and a great physical satisfaction, which is always important in a love relationship, too. Sure. Does that kind of describe you?
I think you got it right on the nose.
Okay.
Okay, Scott. Any other questions for Tad?
No, that's about it.
Okay, well, thanks for your call.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. 575-KOME is our phone number. We have a couple open lines. We're talking with Tat, and he's going to be giving yourself a reading over the air if you'd like to call in and ask a specific question. That's 575-KOME. KOME, you're on the Expressway Show.
Yeah, I was wondering what he could tell me about my home life.
Okay, what's your first name?
Dave.
Right? Dave.
Are you in an apartment with two or three other individuals right now?
Not yet.
Is this, you have a goal or something to that? What I'm seeing is I see that a sharing experience with two or three other individuals, either an apartment or house complex, and it's very close in my vision. It came right up. I got that kind of awareness, and I think it's something you've been looking to share expense or to lighten your financial load. Is that true?
Uh-huh.
And so that's what I see coming up. What specifically did you want to know?
I was wondering what you might have to say about my family.
Okay. Strong male domination. It may be a very aggressive mother or a dominating father that's trying to get you to go in a way that you're a little contrary to at this point. And I'm getting a suggestion here to tell you to remember that you're the final authority in your life, and the decisions you make have to come down to you. And I feel that you have the strength and the power to do it, but not always the confidence. And it's because the father's or the aggressive mother, it's a parent that was very assertive to you, has shot down your ideas. Is that true?
No, so much if that was true or not.
Yeah.
But, no, I can't say anyone's really shot me down.
Yeah. Well, they haven't really supported the strength of your ideas, because it shows in your structure that you you look to try to satisfy the parents.
Huh.
Yeah. Shows you got a lot of love and strength there, too. Did your parents live at a distance from you?
One does, yeah.
Is that south of here? It is south?
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah.
Arizona's kind of south of here.
Yeah. I feel like money coming from a parent that is south of here. Do you have a birthday coming up in the next 6 weeks?
No,
some event that's coming up that... Because I see within the next six-week period a lump of money coming from a parental source, of course. Something like an anniversary, something of that sort.
Hopefully not a will.
No, I don't think it's a will.
Okay.
At this point.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, well, thanks for your call. Bye-bye. We have a couple open lines. 575-KOME is our phone number. 575-KOME. Let's go back to the phone, talk to Tad. KOME, you're on the Expressway Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Mike, and I had a question about business and financial.
Business and financial, okay.
Okay. Are you still going through some education in a technical field? Are you in that right now?
I'm still going to college, yeah,
that's what I get. I get a lot of yellow. I get a lot of technical energy, numbers, some type of systems that you are plugging into at this point. I feel that there's like a quantum leap or a big jump in consciousness for you along this line. Something's going to click here where it all clicks in and where it was a little confusing before, it seems to all click in, and I'm getting a picture of like spring energies. I'm seeing late March, first part of April, opportunities coming for after the summer. I feel that there'll be some learning and changing a position, direction of position, between now and this manifestation in the springtime. But the career orientation looks along the creative ways, and within a 2 to 3 year period in a managerial level, like instructing others. What are you studying?
Administration of Justice.
Yeah. So that shows a strong leadership ability, and you're working with a lot of percentages or figures of some sort at this point?
Just trying to figure out money.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of numbers running around in your head. The pressures of that will all clear here within the next 6 weeks. I'm picking that impression up by what you're doing now.
Sounds good.
Going in a good direction.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
All right. Thank you. Good morning. Bye-bye. 575-KOME is our phone number. We're talking with Tat, and let's go back to the phones, see what kind of questions you have for him. KOME, you're on the Expressway Show.
Morning.
Morning.
I was wondering what my financial future would look like.
Could you speak up, please?
I was wondering what my financial future would be looking like.
Okay. What's your first name?
My name's Tim.
Tim?
Tim. Tim, you are early 20s?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm picking it up. I get brown at the bottom part of your aura. I get some good yellow energies through it in the center of the field. And I see that you're going through certain balances at this particular point that will bring you into a better perspective of a position that will bring you over $200 a week. I'm getting $230, something like this. $237 is figures that are popping in my head at this point as I look into your aura. You have a ability of steady nature where you can have a persistent determination with that brown as it touches the red, but I'm noticing that if people push, you can get stubborn and you might go contrary to your own desires. So take a look that no one pushes you in a way that you go contrary to what you really want to do. Keep your goals clear and in line, and then you won't get kind of bogged down. Sometimes you notice you want to move fast, and it seems like something's holding your feet up, like you can't take the steps fast enough. You notice that sometimes? Yeah, that's because of the methodical movement of the brown energies. But you have a quick mind. And so if you accelerated actions and put your ideas into effect quicker, you'd have more magnetism to increase your financial success. But it looks like you're looking right now for a new position. Is that true?
Well, not for a few months yet.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing that there's a reaching out starting within the psychological level now that's saying, I need to have something this summer. And so you're already starting the magnetism to draw it, and that's good. Just see yourself with a physician that will give you that, the benefits that you're asking. And again, those figures 2, 230, 237 come into my head.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call. 575-KOME is our phone number. We're talking with Tad, and he's giving you readings over the air. That's 575-KOME. Let's go back to the phones. KOME, you're on the Expressway Show.
Oh, hi.
Hi. What's your first name?
Franco.
Franco? What's your question?
Okay, my question is, I've been taking, five months ago, I've been taking some TV commercial acting training.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, how am I going to enter that field? Because where I want to be at is in the acting world.
Yes, as I'm looking at that energy, you have a strong emotional field, which gives good for drama, for acting, for bringing across the lines the energy. But there's a polishing up needs to be done here. It's like you're a diamond in the rough, and it's going to take a little polishing here. I feel that you'll have some minor successes here, kind of sparsely as I'm looking for the next 6 months or so. But is there a woman that has kind of graying hair, that her hair's kind of short, she might be a little heavy set, that has influence in that area with you? Does that description sound familiar?
Yes.
Yeah, well, this woman has an influence that's going to help you to have success in this area. She's going to give you some pointers that if you put into action will speed up your ability to go into that career. But you know as well as I do, as I merge with you here, that you still are doing some polishing work, and sometimes we have to chip off a little bit of the diamond to polish up. So give up old positions that are rough and keep concentrating on smoothing out your flow of energy, and you'll be fine. You look good in that area.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
I know.
575-KOME is our phone number. Let's go back to the telephones. KOME, you're on the Expressway Show.
Hello, Tad.
Hello, how are you doing? What's your first name?
Oh, my name is Greg.
Okay, Greg, what would you like to know?
Oh, I'm looking at a career-wise, and I was wondering how... I'm looking at a art career. I've started some art classes, and I was wondering how that would work out.
Okay, I get that violet in your aura, which is visionary energies and ability to see vision or to have an inner sight, to picture within yourself and be able to hold the image almost to a photographic memory stage when you apply it, but you're not always getting the full benefit of that at this point, but you do have that power and it will increase. I'm also knowing that you have a lot of blue energies there, but you're relying on the opinions of some other supporting elements that are around you. Is there a kind of sandy-haired man standing near you? Brown hair?
Oh, maybe a spirit guide, but...
Yeah, I see.
Oh, no, not right now.
Okay. I'm getting that someone's close to you that has kind of sandy hair or something is going to... bring information for an opportunity to you. It's very close is what I'm getting.
Yeah, I've just been taking some psychic classes.
Mm-hmm.
At Berkeley Psychic Institute.
Yeah, I pick that up in the energies of spiritual guidance around you. You're working with fourth dimensional beings.
Yeah, a lot.
Right. And so as I look at that, that also is the inner field of the blue when you're working at that level, because you have a strong emotional content as well. And so you're taking the emotional content up to a higher mental level, and that also helps in the creative flow and the creative wave. So it'll give a sensitivity to your art that is, when people look at it, they'll have a feeling that you're projecting through your art. And so it's a good quality. When you look at the Mona Lisa, you see more than just a picture of a woman. There's a radiance out of it.
Yeah.
Well, you have that ability to put that radiance into the paint, so to speak, or to let it flow through. So that it looks good in that area. But you're developing yet, and just patience with yourself. And the vision comes quick, but the action takes time.
So no. What about our relationships?
In your relationships, I feel that you need to make sure that you keep these stable, because if the emotions go out, they're in the opposite color, orange, than creative power, which is in Blu-ray. So you may have both of these in your auras. You do here. But if you get in emotional conflicts, you'll find that your creative wave is disrupted and it doesn't come through as clear. And that's very common in a lot of people that are in the creative areas, because in Hawaii, I have a lot of people that do dancing, singing, art, craft things, counseling, those kind of things, where a lot of the Blu-ray is involved. And if they get into emotional conflicts, then they lose some of their creative power. So we teach them how to balance that emotion and be objective to the situation so that the creative power can flow at will. So just watch that area and you'll be fine.
Good.
Okay, well, thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Kay, with me, you're on the Expressway Show with Tat.
Yes. Tat?
Yes.
What's your first name?
Marty.
Marty?
Yeah.
And what's your question for Tat?
How's my career goal as a guitar player going to go?
Okay, I see you do a lot of late-night practice, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. A good feeling into the waves, the musical waves with it. I'm getting a lot of you have a good sensational rapport with the rhythm, with the flow of the chords, and the overtone or carrying on of the tone. I think you're concentrating on that area at this point, overtones or carrying on tones or something to that effect. I feel that anything that you can put your mind to, you'll succeed at here in that creative wave if you keep centered. Now, are you getting some peer pressure about this?
Yeah.
So it that'll come and go, but it won't really affect you in the long run. Just stay with it. You've got a good talent there. And keep your rhythm and sensations together.
How about the love life?
Well, you become magnetic because of the rhythms.
Oh, yeah.
And so you'll draw some that want to be kind of quiet and peaceful and cuddle up kind of fluff.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the kind you'll be drawing.
All right.
Okay, well, thanks for your call.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Kay, with me, you're on the Expressway Show.
Yeah, I wanted to know, how's my home life?
What's your first name?
Lloyd.
The first name again?
Lloyd.
Right.
L-L-O-Y-D.
L-L-O-Y-D?
Yeah.
Lloyd.
Lloyd.
Okay, Lloyd. I'm not picking up anything, Lloyd. What specifically is it? What do you want to know?
How's my home life going?
In what respect do you mean?
What do you mean, my home life?
I'm getting...
How's everything going? You know what I mean? Just living here and everything.
What,
I see, in
whether
this area.
You can move or something? Or?
Yeah, you know, how's things going?
Well, as I take a look at your location here, it looks like you've just, I'd say within the last 6 months, changed living positions, right?
Yeah.
And that, is there two or three other people involved in this?
Yeah, just my mom, she lives here.
I see. Do you have an older brother?
No.
Do you have an older sister?
No.
Okay, it's a friend then. It's like a brother or an older friend or something that's coming around that will be coming in and out of your environment. And I picked up it was like a brother. And I don't know whether you have a brother. Well, you say you don't have a brother now. But I'm feeling that this other individual coming into the home environment will be more like a brotherly relationship. And so there is two other parties, possibly three other parties, that will be involved within the next year in your home environment. Are you thinking of dropping something that you're now in getting educated in?
Yes, school.
Yeah. I'm getting stick out just a little bit longer in that, and some of the pressures that are there is going to change. You're going to start sailing along rather than the stress that has been on your consciousness. Just persist a little further, and you'll go over like the hump, and then it'll be kind of downhill. And I feel that's within the next 3-4 weeks that switch will take place, and that'll help in the environmental area too.
That's all.
That's all I'm picking up. Unless you have another more specific question.
Like, how's school, like you mentioned, you know?
Yeah.
How'd that be going?
Well, as you notice, you've been getting under some pressure. And as I look at that, I knew you were going to ask that question. That's why I just answered it. That you'll be having a feeling of dropping something there. Just persist on. You'll have a success. It'll be more downhill within 3 to 6 weeks.
Okay?
Okay.
Just stick with it. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Kay, with me, you're on the Expressway Show with Tat.
Hi, Tat. This is Gary.
Yes, Gary. What would you like to know?
Curiosity as far as my job and the future of having a family and everything. And what kind of, what would you come up with?
Okay, the first impression I get that, do you know a young lady that has long brown hair and I think they're hazel or blue eyes?
I know a couple like that, yeah.
Okay. One of them is very close to you, I am feeling. The probability that I'm picking up and the impression for a family is positive. I feel two children in this family. But I get it still off a little bit, and I feel some courting time with this girl is the impression I'm getting, that you're finishing up some cycles now from the past and finishing certain physiological cycles as well, getting your body together, something to that effect. Have you been taking some herbs or something?
No, I haven't. I'm freezing to death right now out here.
I see, because I'm getting something in that area that you, maybe this girl is involved with it, and you get involved with her in that way. But that's what I'm picking up. Do you have something more specific or another question?
Just have my job-related businesses and stuff.
Okay, business orientation.
Pardon me?
You want to know about your business orientation now?
Yeah.
Okay, let me take a look and see here. You're not... You're not in a permanent position right now, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. The impression I get is not full-time position that you're looking for, more like part-time. Something that would be more to the weekend and the energies, more on the weekend energies during the day so that you have some freedom at night. And that's the impression that you're going towards at this particular point. But there isn't really a commitment for a full-time position in your consciousness. And if you want one, you need to make a stronger, firmer commitment in yourself, saying, yes, I'll take it and do what is necessary to fulfill it. And then your career will open up more so. You have a lot of mental power and ability to coordinate energies, calculate... do